brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. I just got off the line with Alex. Alex is going to be joining us around 2 p.m. to really talk about the big news. If you missed it just about an hour ago in front of the world, Lord Obama, our savior, our personal Jesus Christo. That's right. Obama announced a new, new department. We knew this was coming. In fact, did you guys Google that story? Yeah. Print that out for me. Someone bring it in. Oh, right here. Cybersecurity chief resigns amid turf battle. In a blunt letter, Rod Beckstrom cited clash with National Security Agency. Now, this is before the announcement today that this position is now going to be renamed and retooled into the cybersecurity coordinator. Oh, there's a new department? Oh, everybody's going to have digitized medical records? Oh, the smart grid is real, Mr. Obama? You mean this PR campaign with Miley Cyrus and the Cyberbullying Act? See, that's a concerted effort. Don't you understand? Let's talk about predictive programming for a minute. We've been talking, I'm talking about the InfoWars crew here, and really Alex Jones. You know what I'm really looking for? Back in 2004, Alex Jones went to SeaWorld and really did just an excellent piece on biometrics, on what you were going to be doing. You're going to be in front of a computer working for the government. There are no more jobs, folks. I'm watching news at 4 in the morning, and I'm seeing stories about single mothers who are real estate agents in streets where there are no sold homes. She has to get rid of her medical insurance. Her two daughters get sick. What do they do? Oh, it's the mobile van, the mobile medical van, where they'll give you your nice little vaccinations. And your nice little drugs. Oh, maybe your kid needs a little bit of Ritalin. We'll be happy to medicate them. Meanwhile, they're talking about a literal smart grid where everything you do is tracked, traced, and databased. Do you understand? And then Obama at the very end of the speech, after he rolls the whole thing out, he actually talks about Web 2.0. This is a new world we're moving into. This is the digital age. And in some ways, you know, it sounds really good. The writers are excellent. But when you hear about a new agency, hackers, terrorists, cybersecurity threats all over. We have to keep our information safe. And at the end, he says, don't worry, we're not going to be surveilling the American people. This doesn't mean we're going to track, trace, and database everything that goes on the internet and internet traffic. They're already doing it. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to play that clip. And of course, the controlled mainstream media does not want to talk about the fact that the Obama administration, quote unquote, has quietly expanded Bush's legal defense of warrantless wiretapping. And it's beyond wiretapping. Wiretapping is really almost, it's a last century term at this point. It's not just phones. First of all, your cell phone can easily pick up this conversation right now. Got my cell phone in my pocket. They could be listening to me not through the radio, but if they wanted to hack through, I don't have my battery out. There have now been dozens of local news stations and national news networks that have done that story, that have shown you how easy it is to get into somebody's cell phone and literally not only track the conversations they have via a telephone number, but track the conversations that they have walking around. And we have a whistleblower outside of AT&T talking about a secret room in which every single thing you do on the internet, whether it be an IM, an email, a Google search, a web page visit, is thrown into a dummy room. Now, this doesn't mean that there's all sorts of workers sitting there mulling through this. It goes through things like Promise and Carnivore, but now they're building the infrastructure so that people can go through this, so that they can have human beings literally invade the privacy of everybody's life through this quote-unquote smart grid. It's really a devil grid. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. So we're going to show this clip in a moment of MSNBC's Keith Olbermann doing a very good job back in the day when the Bush administration was in office, of exposing the fact that the NSA does really, again, track, trace, and database everything you do on the internet. And outside of that, your phone calls, your text messages. Yes, you got to understand, when there is just another dummy line, in other words, a double line, it doesn't have any kind of discernment. It's just tracking, tracing, and copying every single thing. And they said it was upwards around 99% of the phone companies. So it's not just AT&T that's doing it. So you don't think that the NSA and the CIA and the FBI are deeply embedded in the information technology that's out there in things like Time Warner, in things like AOL, in things like Google? Give me a break. The head of the U.S. Cybersecurity Center has resigned amid persistent battles over areas of responsibility and confusion over the control and protection of the country's vast computer networks and systems. Rod Beckstrom's decision to step down as director of the National Cybersecurity Center comes as the White House is conducting a broad 60-day review of how well the government is using technology to protect everything from classified national security data to vital financial systems and air traffic control. That's right. They're really also talking about this grid where air traffic control is going to be completely computerized. And to a certain extent, that's a good thing. But when you look at something that happens like 9/11, when air traffic control really becomes powerless all of a sudden, while these hijacked planes, you know, make these maneuvers that are out of control. And we do have the technology, even then, Global Hawk type technology, where we could have overrid the plane by remote control. Well, it seems like everything's going to be outfitted like that. They want to have a fail-safe on everything. That's why it's appealing to have a chip in people's arms. I mean, do you, we talk about this and people laugh, oh, chip in your arm. The Saudi Arabians, through a company in Germany, just tried to patent, a death chip. That's right. They said, we want to be able to remotely access this chip via GPS. So if they get out of line, we'll just release a little cyanide into their blood and poof, you're done. And that sounds horrific. That sounds crazy. That sounds like the Twilight Zone in the 50s. Unfortunately, that's also reality. So let's play this MSNBC clip, and then let's really get into the smart grid. You know, we're going to play this clip of Alex Jones. We did find it, where he was at SeaWorld really breaking down what the next generation of society is going to be like. And just the slave-like mentality of the people, the slave-like entrapment of the grid. He talks about DHS and people sitting there mindlessly just typing away, and you're spying on somebody, and it's not a big deal because it's part of your everyday life. And hey, you've got computers in, or not computers, you've got cameras in your home too. It's out of control. All right, let's play this MSNBC clip, because people won't believe me that they're already tracking, tracing, and databasing every single thing you do. Let me repeat it. Every single thing you do on the internet. Go ahead. We got audio, guys? No audio?
Corporate executives from the legal consequences of having spied on the rest of us in this country. On our third story tonight, an AT&T whistleblower today told members of Congress much more than that is at stake with the secret crimes that took place at room 641A of AT&T's Folsom Street facility in San Francisco and potentially at others across the country. Specifically, retired 22-year AT&T technician Mark Klein says that despite Mr. Bush's claims, the U.S. government used AT&T's cooperation to spy not only on overseas communications, but to vacuum up virtually all of America's use of the internet for years. Email, Googling, web surfing, you name it. Thanks to AT&T's secure rooms like 641A in San Francisco. Cisco, accessible only to those cleared by the NSA. Klein obtaining AT&T schematics showing how the company used splitters to send secure room 641A a duplicate of every fiber optic signal routed through its facilities. And involved not just AT&T customers, but virtually every internet and telecommunications company, and virtually all email and web traffic in the country. Without a warrant, without any mechanism for separating domestic from overseas, without separating suspect from citizen. We welcome now former AT&T technician Mark Klein, whose documentation and claims are now part of a class action lawsuit against AT&T, one of 38 telecom spy lawsuits. AT&T so far declining to comment on the specifics of these allegations. Mr. Klein, great thanks for speaking out tonight.
Thanks for inviting me.
The Senate is considering granting the telecom executives immunity. You lobbied Congress today not to do so. How come?
Well, if they give them immunity, it would probably shut down the lawsuit that I'm a witness for, and then the American people won't find out what's really going on. And so that's why I'm here, to stop immunity. Congress should let the judicial process go forward.
Two-parter here. First, can you explain to those of us who can use the Internet but would not be able to tell the difference between its physical form and, you know, a box full of guitar strings, exactly what happened in that secure room or secret room, 641A?
I don't know what goes on in the secret room because I didn't have security clearance. Mm-hmm. But I know what went on outside because my job, I worked in the Internet room. My job was to connect circuits into the splitter device, which was hardwired to the secret room. And effectively, the splitter copied the entire data stream of those Internet cables into the secret room. And we're okay. Talking about phone conversations.
Yeah, let's pull it for a second. Pull it for a second. All right. Did you hear that? He's about to talk about phone conversations, email. Everything gets split into the secret room. Let's say it again. Everything gets split into the secret room. Now, obviously, if they're, you know, databasing everybody's conversations, everybody's emails, it would be impossible for them to go through everything with a person. They don't have the manpower. However, with software, again, and this software is public. There's hearings about it. Go check it out. Promise, P-R-O-M-I-S, and Carnivore. Go check out just those two. I'm sure it's gone way beyond that. I'm pretty sure that Kroll developed those two. I may be wrong. I'm not perfect, folks. Anyway, this software then enables them to pick out keywords, phrases, trends, if you will, and it only gets better. And then that goes to people. That stuff then goes to people. Then you're put on a list. Then you're starting to be surveilled. Then all of a sudden you're a domestic terrorist, according to these DHS documents. Remember, DHS being swallowed up by the NSA really was an agency of the NSA. This whole intelligence apparatus really stems from executive powers and tyrannical control, you know, dictatorial means. That's what this is. And what they're doing now is training the populace that this is okay. Oh, look, we need cybersecurity. Everybody's medical records do need to be in a database. That's what we want. We want everybody's medical records in a giant smart grid. Oh, we're going to save lives. No, you're going to ruin lives. You're going to take lives. You're going to enslave lives. Pull it back about 20 seconds, guys, and then we're going to play more of this clip. All right, hit it right there.
A box full of guitar strings. Exactly what happened in that secure room or secret room, 641A?
I don't know what goes on in the secret room because I didn't have security clearance. Mm-hmm. But I know what went on outside because my job, I worked in the internet room. My job was to connect circuits into the splitter device, which was hardwired to the secret room. And effectively, the splitter copied the entire data stream of those internet cables into the secret room, and we're talking about phone conversations, email, web browsing, everything that goes across the internet. And that device, the splitters, is a dumb device. It doesn't do any selection at all.
Mm. And the follow-up to that, as you mentioned, you didn't have the security, the NSA clearance. So give us an idea how you know all this, in addition, obviously, to your expertise as a
technician. Well, as a technician, I had the engineering wiring documents, which told me how the splitter was wired to the secret room. And so I had to know that in order to do my job. And so I know that the whatever went across those cables was copied, and the entire data stream was copied into the secret room. The splitter device has no selective capability. It just copies everything. And we're talking about domestic traffic as well as international traffic. And that's what got me upset to begin with.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Mr. Klein, this huge distinction the White House made when all this was first revealed, what its defenders still say, oh, we're just intercepting international communications. No domestic communications were affected. I'm taking you don't buy that in the slightest.
No, I know that wasn't true. Mm. And that's what got me going in December 05 when the New York Times revealed this, and then the administration came back, the president himself and his various cabinet people trying to argue, and they still do, that it's just international communications. It just affects a handful of people who are making phone calls to the Middle East. And I know the physical equipment, and I know that statement is not true. It involves millions of communications, a lot of it domestic communications, that they're copying wholesale, sweeping up into that secret room.
When all you right, saw this right and realized there. What was going on.
I mean, folks, what more needs to be said? The Obama administration expanded on the Bush administration's ability to wiretap warrantlessly. We have Wisconsin judges in courts ruling that it's okay for police without a warrant or probable cause to fit a suspect with a GPS device and track and trace them. I mean, they said that's not a violation of the Fourth Amendment, by the way. How insane is that? Somebody else does it in the state. Guess what they get convicted of? Oh, stalking, because that's what it is. It's stalking. But these jackboot thugs don't care. They pull over ambulances and choke people that are trying to save lives. I mean, that's where we are right now. And meanwhile, they wrap it in this slick package of Hannah Montana, the number one pop star, reaching out to your children, along with the Green Movement and everything else. And it's going to be great when the Cyberbullying Act is passed and free speech is just a memory on the internet. Someone called me fat, and she can't even use the fat word. She has to put a little star where the A is. It's real cute, Miley. That's really, really cute. Love it. Can't get enough of it. And people are like, yeah, people shouldn't be able to leave comments about celebrities calling them fat. That's bad. We need to regulate that speech. What's next? I mean, seriously, are we that far gone, folks? Is that the case? We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You know, apparently that case is still awaiting a decision. Can you just scroll right back up a little bit right there? Go up. Scroll up, guys. Scroll up. Thank you. In July 2006, the United States District Court for the Northern District of California, in which the suit was filed, rejected a federal government motion to dismiss the case. The motion to dismiss, which invoked the state secrets privilege. See, it's all about national security. It's all about you don't get to know. It's all about we're better than you. You're our slave. bow down. It's all about doublespeak. Obama gets right up there, talks about a smart grid. We know they're GPSing everybody's homes for the census right now. We know they're heavily intertwined with the private sector already. A lot of these things are intelligence fronts for the international intelligence cartel. That's what it is. The CIA, you know, has an arm in Britain. That's MI5. They all work together. Do you get it? The Mossad, the ISI. It's international, baby. We live in a global world. Anyway, state's secrets privilege had argued that any court review of the alleged partnership between the federal government and AT&T would harm national security. AT&T is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this thing is huge. You think AT&T is the only one in on it? Yeah, AT&T is it. It's just those bastards at AT&T. Once we get them, we'll get the rest of them. It doesn't blow my mind because I see how controlled the media is. Why wasn't this on the front page of every newspaper if the media isn't controlled? Why wasn't this on the nightly news? Why isn't this still being talked about? Okay? The case was immediately appealed to the Ninth Circuit, where it has been argued and still awaits a decision. Started in July 2006. Guess what? We're almost in July 2009. And it's still going on. You think the federales pulled back the intelligentsia? They said, oh no, oh, we got caught. They never do. They repackage it. I mean, it's out of control. All right, I want to thank one of my sponsors right now. HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. G-A-I-N. HomeGain.com. You go there, type in your address. It will actually give you a readout of what your home is worth. It's everything real estate. Also has a very, very cool street view. It's kind of like the Google Street View, which is kind of scary. It gives you the address. You can check out the neighborhood. You can look inside the house. Very neat. HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Now, to really go after the youth to make this acceptable, it's just kind of like the green movement is now, you're against the earth? You want to kill us all? You want to pollute the world? No, I just don't want to be paying a carbon tax to a cartel that is exploiting the fact that the sun is getting hotter. That's the reality. Again, when I was a kid, they were saying, chlorofluorocarbons are the enemy. Chlorofluorocarbons are the enemy. Stop using aerosol cans. Don't use hairspray. And, you know, being from New York, there were plenty of New York and New Jersey people with the hairspray. And you're like, wow, this is really hurting the earth. Oh, no. We're all going to be, it's going to be 10 degrees hotter and we're not going to have crops growing, and Ted Turner says that we're going to become cannibals, and then the rest of the people are going to be living in a failed state like Somalia. And then he really lets the cat out of the bag when he says, we need a more sustainable society. Global warming is because there's too many people now. Too many people doing too many things. In fact, let's pull up, you know, Johnny Nonsense, a.k.a. Ted Turner, on Charlie Rose, just propagating the myth that there's too many people on the earth. We have to have one-child policies. That's why Pelosi is over in China talking about quote-unquote climate change. Yeah, right. Climate change. And then she says, yeah, everything we do has to be subject to data. We just got to track everything we do. In fact, here's the actual quote right here. Headline is, Pelosi appeals for China's help on climate change. We have so much room for improvement, she said. Every aspect of our lives must be subjected to an inventory of how we are taking responsibility. Everything you do is already really in an inventory. The thing is, it's not properly databased. It's not properly categorized. And people go, Jason, you're paranoid. They're not tracking and tracing everything you do. Well, on one level, they're really not. It's not like somebody is watching you and they're watching all these other people. No, again, it goes through software. They pick targets. They want to know what organizations you're a part of. You think there's no reason that UK and US police are out at war protests and other movement type events copying down license plates? What do you think that's for? Did you read the Virginia Fusion Center document where they went after just about every group you can imagine? Christians, anti-abortionists, constitutionalists? I mean, what's this country coming to? Well, it's coming to a head at a police state crescendo for a new world order. That's what's happening. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to Hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. Hazarid. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at Hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You want to see the bigger picture? You want to understand the end game? Well, then you need to go to Infowars.com right now and get the movie by the same name. This one's, I think almost 3 years old now, but really shows you a broader outlook of the entire agenda, the North American Union agenda. I mean, we got Sonia Sotomayor on deck to bring that in. She makes racist comments. She's part of La Raza, and it's not reverse racism. And I heard some people trying to justify it that I kind of admire on talk radio, and they need to be set straight. No, when you say that a wise Latina woman can make a better decision than a white man, that's absolutely ridiculous. And whether or not he's got a silver spoon in his mouth or he doesn't have the life experiences of you, you base your thoughts on somebody, your opinion, on the content of their character. That's how it's supposed to work. Not the color of their skin, not their ethnic background. And really, this is supposed to be an interpretation of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, of individuals' personal freedoms, our God-given rights, our God-given freedoms. That's what these are. They're inherent. They're not given to us by government. We take them as human beings. All right, I want to play this clip of Ted Turner talking about population sustainability and the whole nine, just another part of the agenda. And then I'm going to take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. Hit the clip.
We have to fully mobilize everything we have and put it into changing the energy system over. And not just here in the United States, but all over the world. It's going to be the biggest business project in the history of the world. fortunes, billions of dollars are going to be made, hundreds of thousands of people are going to be employed, we're going to have clean air, we're going to have so many benefits from it, it's not going to cost us anything. Once we get going with it, it's not going to cost us anything. Only the people that don't understand it think it's going to. Not doing it will be catastrophic. We'll have 8 degrees. We'll be 8 degrees hotter in 30 or 40 years. And basically none of the crops will grow. Most of the people will have died and the rest of us will be cannibals. Civilization will have broken down. What the few people that are left will be living in a failed state like Somalia or Sudan. And living conditions will be intolerable. The droughts will be so bad, there'll be no more corn growing. Not doing it is suicide. Just like dropping bombs on each other, nuclear weapons is suicide. So we've got to stop doing the two suicidal things, which are hanging on to our nuclear weapons.
And globalization.
And then after that, we've got to stabilize the population. When I was born,
what's wrong with the population? I mean,
we're too many people. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
But
if there were less people, they'd be using less stuff. We don't get global warming.
All right, let's stop it right there. Do you understand what he just said? Too many people. So then you wonder why people in the Ukraine, when they start getting vaccinations through Ted Turner and the United Nations, don't want to take them. Let me read you a quote out of MSNBC. Ukrainian media spread rumor of plot by Ted Turner. See, it's a rumor. And the guy just said right there, there's too many people in the world. We need less people. Do you think he's going to be the one to take his own life? Huh? Do you think he's going to be the one to sacrifice his family and his friends and his elitist buddies? Give me a break. That means you, slave. That means you, Johnny, $30,000 a year, $90,000 a year, $500,000 a year, maybe a million. You're not special. If you've got a little scratch in the neighborhood and you think you're upper echelon, yuppie. Ukrainian media outlets are numerous and uncensored, but do not widely follow Western standards of fairness and accuracy. What do you mean, control and censorship? Fairness and accuracy? Once again, if there was fairness and accuracy in the media, that story about AT&T in the secret room and NSA wiretapping of everything you do tracked and traced and databased would be all over the place. So don't cry to me, Argentina. This is ridiculous. Some print and online reports alleged after a boy's death that the Indian-made measles and rubella vaccine would sterilize men as part of a plot by Ted Turner, whose Washington-based United Nations Foundation charity paid for the vaccines. Meanwhile, we have all these elitists just meeting in New York City, people like, who was there? Gates, Buffett, Oprah was there. Was Kissinger there? No, I think it was Rockefeller was there again. Oh, Rockefeller just appears everywhere magically out of nowhere. And what were they talking about? Oh, overpopulation. I wonder how we're going to help the population. We're going to help everybody. All right, let's take some calls because with this cybersecurity advisor, or I'm sorry, coordinator, and this new department, and them really gearing up for Internet 2 and all sorts of censorship, the Cyberbullying Act, the Cybersecurity Act, which, you know, I have in front of me, it's 51 pages. Really have to go through this. It's just too much to grasp if you're just coming into this. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to have Bob Chapman on. We're going to be talking about this as well. And then when we go live on PrisonPlanet.tv, we are going to play that clip from 2004 where Alex Jones talks about this smart grid that they were setting up back then, building the infrastructure back then, trading us and our children for back then. When they said, oh, it's time to thumb scan at Disney World. Oh, it's time to thumb scan at SeaWorld. Thumb scanning. I mean, are we out of our mind? It's in our schools. It's at our theme parks. They want our biometric information. What state secrets are at SeaWorld? Please tell me. Are there state secrets there I'm missing? It's ludicrous. All right, let's go to Diane in New York. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Jason.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to announce a free event that Real Change New York is having.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be called the New York Gardener, and it's a seminar about gardening in smaller indoor urban spaces. Now, it's not what you're thinking. We're talking about pretty flowers or stuff you can eat, not stuff you can smoke. Basically, it's going to be at the Yippie Museum Cafe on Sunday at 2 o'clock. That's on 9 Bleecker Street, Yippie Museum and Cafe. We're hoping to have the info on the We Are Change website shortly, but just remember, Sunday, 2 p.m., Yippie Museum, 9 Bleecker Street, and it will be simulcast on the Yippie Museum website.
All right, we'll send people over to wearechange.org for that. Thanks for the call, Diane. Let's jump to Scott in Illinois. Scott, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason. Hey, I'd like to make an announcement.
Okay.
Upon passage of the legislation that's currently in the House of Illinois and through the governor's office, that I'll be curing leprosy and coma patients in Springfield, Illinois.
They're going to be doing what to leprosy and coma patients?
That I am going to immediately launch into trying to cure leprosy and coma patients by the use of medical marijuana, along with all the other stuff, the leukemia, the diabetes, ulcers, lung cancers, high blood pressure, everything else that we can use it for.
And there's some. Is there a website where people can get information on this?
Yeah, it's not mine, but it's phoenixtears.com. Phoenix.
All right, we'll check it out. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Dustin in Japan. Dustin, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason. I'm actually in the armed forces, and I can't tell you what branch or what I do or anything, but I was just going to let you know that Cyber Command thing has already been in place for some time.
They're now just rolling it out. I mean, let's talk about that for a minute, because, again, they had a cybersecurity chief who just resigned March 6th, 2009, and this is when they were about to have their 60-day oversight. So it seems what's the date today? Today's the 29th. It's just under that two-month marker, and now they're just rolling it out for the public. They always build the infrastructure first. They always have it behind the scenes, and then they introduce it with, you know, mainstream media figures like Hannah Montana and the Cyberbullying Act, and then, oh, Jay Rockefeller is going to save us with the cybersecurity bill. Tell us what you know about what's already in place.
Already in place is the Air Force already has a Cyber Command set up, a totally different command, you know, how they have you know, the aircraft command, like all
like
all
NORAD.
Yeah, NORAD. They have the Pacific Command and the European Command. Well, they have another thing called the Cyber Command, which it has its own general, has its own rank structure already in place, and it's already going through. You can, you know, there's already jobs for it, and so that's already been set up. And
well, what do you think their role is right now in intelligence gathering? I mean, with that clip we just played from MSNBC, obviously they are, again, a human being can't go through all of this information, but it does seem like they're databasing all intelligence they possibly can, not only through your computer, but your cell phone, all technology in general.
No human being can. It is purely a database, and I'm sure human beings sift through what is important. But what I was going to say was that everything that goes to the civilian sector gets passed through the military, just like the Cyber Command thing. I mean, whenever you log on to a military computer, you have your ID card. They track everything. You can't even get on YouTube. You can't get onto anything, you know.
Well, you're a beta test for internet too. Let's talk about like the latest IBM ThinkPads from 2 or 3 years ago when they started being, oh, check it out, we're going to put a biometric thumb scanner on here. Nobody can get on your computer, and what that's for to train you. In the future internet, when you want to log on to the internet, the first thing you're going to have to do is give up your biometric identification. And that's going to be a way that they're actually going to build the database of everybody's medical records and biometric information. If you want to get on the net, you're going to have to give it up. And then you will be logged in, and everything you will do won't even be tracked by an IP address, you know, the family computer. It'll actually be tracked to you, correct?
In the current military thing, you put in your ID card, which has all that information already on it. Your blood type, your all that stuff is already on your card. I mean, they put all that information whenever you go get blood taken from the hospital on base. They put all that information. They put their card in, and then they put your card in the thing, and they type in all the information. And they give your card back. So all that information is already on your card. So every time you get on a base computer, you put your card in, your ID card is what I'm talking about, which they're setting up for the civilian sector. You know, the United States civilian card. You know. All that information is given
up. It's already there. Well, let me ask you something. Do you think the people on the inside are starting to wake up? Obviously, you're calling in. You're a military guy. Are people starting to see this control grid? Do they really get how bad it's getting? Do they see the civilian national security force that's being built in this country? Do they understand that the Boy Scouts are now being trained for when you guys come home? I mean, that literally they talk about a disgruntled Iraqi war veteran who's picking people off with a sniper scope, and they've got, you know, these little 14 to 16 16-year-old kids with mock shotguns and assault weapons training to take you out in the future. I mean, it's insanity.
Yeah, I saw that, and I don't know what to say about that, but I can tell you the Obama deception is a real big kick over here. There's, in fact, another buddy of mine turned me on to it. That's how I've already been listening. I was at Tex Mars. I used to read his stuff all the time because my grandma was into him, and he turned me on to Obama deception. And that's how I got into Alex Jones and stuff.
Oh, excellent. So have you seen some of the other films about 9/11? Because I'd encourage you to see those.
I saw Endgame. I saw Loose Change. I just saw the one recently. It was kind of a combination of everything called Wake Up Call. It took stuff from David Icke, I think his name, Alex Jones. They took a bunch of
I think I've seen Wake Up Call. Great caller, Dustin. Thank you so much. Let's jump to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, you're on the air. Yes,
hey,
Jeff.
Jason?
Yes.
Hey, I got a few things I was going to mention. First of all, like you've been talking about all day, I know for Canada, we have Bell.
Mm-hmm.
That's our communications, the big leader.
Yeah, Bell Pacific, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a fact that they openly state that they do record every call. Any phone call made through them has been recorded for the last how many years? For a while.
Well, it's
now.
Not a surprise. Yeah, no, I know. But people can't accept it in this country. They still think that, these are only foreign phone calls, and these are only for the terrorists. And then when you tell them this is the reality, you show them a clip like that, well, they say, well, if you're not doing anything, you don't have anything to worry about. Meanwhile, throughout history, you don't have to be committing a crime. You can just have a dissentful viewpoint, and you will be targeted. That's what they do. They go after dissenters. They go against opposition. They don't want the mindset that's going to oppose their ideals, their agenda. It's absolute insanity. Jeff, I thank you for the call. Alex in Virginia, you're on the line. Yes, Alex.
Hi, Jason. I have a couple of questions. I don't know if you know anything about intelligentsia. I've done some research. It talks about the collective intelligence. Mm-hmm. And the other comment I had was it's kind of funny and for Nancy Pelosi to talk about having inventory for everything while they have no disclosure of financial reserve. About what's going on.
Well, Pelosi's a globalist, number one, and she's a cover-up artist for them. Again, she was in the initial congressional investigation into 9/11. She knows damn well that was an intelligence operation. But let's talk about the international intelligence cartel. I thank you for the call. Let's use Iran-Contra as an example of how this works. Okay? All right. So you have private investors and the CIA investing in the Contras in South America. Oh, they're freedom fighters. Meanwhile, they've got death squads. We're training dictators. We're working with people like Noriega, who turns out to be a CIA asset for the longest time. Now, in order to smuggle them weapons and then get the drugs to smuggle into the United States, they use third parties. In other words, they use contractors, pre-Blackwater guys, just mercenaries, pilots, that sort of thing. Now, how would they get the weapons? Well, they would use the Mossad. The Mossad would go over into the Czech Republic, the Ukraine, these other nations, and front the money for the weapons. And later on, through backdoor channels, U.S. intelligence would then pay back the Mossad and Israel. So, this is a whole network. Now, they would take the weapons, fly them down through third parties, these private contractors that I spoke of, into South America. They would, in turn, get marijuana and cocaine to load up on their planes. Then, they would fly these out into military bases, and they would get payments. And then black ops military people would then dispense the drugs. They would be the drug dealers. That then these drug cartels are kind of backed by the CIA operatives, the bigwigs. And as long as the cartels will work with the CIA fronts, the FBI guys, the informants, the provocateurs, the intelligentsia that is funneling in this black market money, black ops cash, well, then they don't bust anybody but on lower levels. As soon as you kind of go outside of them and you don't play ball, you can either end up dead or in jail. And again, it's compartmentalized. So, it's not like they approach them. Oh, I work for the CIA. This is how it needs to be. That's obviously not how it works whatsoever. They approach them as a drug dealer. So, again, it is an international intelligence network. And meanwhile, the guys at the top in the U.S. are part of the COG program, Continuity of Government, the actual shadow government that does exist. You know, Oliver North was exposed there, Casper Weinberger, and I think 13 others were actually convicted. Many of them pardoned later, including Weinberger. I mean, it's unbelievable to me that this thing, they never got in trouble. They never got caught. That network never went away. And they're always parts of these different little think tank groups. You know, they morph into the Project from New American Century, you know, from the CFR, you know. And the very upper echelon, in my mind, are always at the Bilderberg Group. You know, royalty, Queen Beatrix is always there. Think tank guys like Kissinger, you know, big movers and shakers, globalists like David Rockefeller, big idea men, if you will. And through that, I mean, there's almost an endless amount of these little organizations that they pick from. We're going to continue to go to your calls on the other side. I think we're at Michael, Dustin, Laura, Gary, and more. It's the Alex Jones Show. Go pick up the DVDs over at Infowars.com right now. Endgame is so important. The Obama deception is so important. Fabled Enemies is so important. Back after this.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
We are back, and we're going to go to your calls in just a moment. Bob Chapman coming up at the top of the hour. Alex Jones joining us at 2 o'clock. And we're also going to be playing at the beginning of the PrisonPlanet.tv segment at 1 o'clock this blast from the past, if you will, this 2004 look into the future from Alex Jones over at SeaWorld. I remember watching this way back in the day and really enjoying it. And it really shows you how spot on he is about this smart grid, about this entire, you know, cashless society control grid that they are incrementally putting the populace into. All right, we're going to go to Alex in Virginia and others in just a moment. But I want to thank another one of our great sponsors. It's eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoodsDirect, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. With looming food shortages and the current economy, it is imperative that you make sure that your family is prepared with non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633 or go visit eFoodsDirect.com right now. All right, Alex, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason.
Hey. Oh, we're at Michael. I'm sorry. I'm losing it. Michael, what's up?
I had something to say about the Constitution, but first I wanted to comment on an article I saw on Infowars.com. Boston to arm patrol cops with semi-automatic assault rifles. I take the commuter rail to work every single day, and since, I don't know, at least a year ago they've been doing this, but starting back in October, I don't know if it coincides with the Army Times report or not, but back in October they really ramped it up. But if I can, I'd like to just say something real quick about the Constitution. Listening to your show, and there's a guy that keeps on hounding you about, you know, the Constitution and how, you know, we don't have a Second Amendment right because of the Constitution. The Constitution protects that right from the government. And I just kind of want to help you understand what this guy's trying to say. If you look at the language, Congress shall make no law, and you know, Amendment 1, Amendment 2, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed by the government.
Mm-hmm.
No soldier shall, meaning the government's not going to, you know, quarter a soldier. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, you know, no unreasonable searches. You know, what it's saying is, and if you read Thomas Jefferson, you already have these rights. The Bill of Rights says the government can't do this because you already have those rights. That's all he's saying.
Yeah. Well, no, I said they're inherent rights. They're God-given rights. They're human rights. They're individual freedoms. And, you know, Sotomayor coming in, this new Supreme Court justice who wrote...
She really La Raza?
Yeah, she's a council member on La Raza. Yeah, just go check it out. I mean, yeah, not only is she La Raza, she wrote a book, again, called Deadly Obsession, American Gun Culture. In this text, the student Sotomayor explained that the Second Amendment to the Constitution did not actually afford individual citizens the right to bear arms, but only duly conferred organizations like the military. Instead of making guns illegal, she argues they have been illegal for individuals to own since the passing of the Bill of Rights. Talk about Orwellian speak. Talk about bad news Brown for this country. Talk about somebody who's going to strip you of your gun rights, is a racist, and is going to bring in the North American Union. You've got Sonia Sotomayor, and that's what nobody on the quote-unquote conservative right is talking about. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Dustin in Texas. Dustin, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. You're doing a good job, buddy. I'm a first-time caller. I think Sotomayor's got the amendment mixed up with the Federal Reserve Act.
well, let me say this. I just can't believe that she wrote an entire book on it. Go ahead.
Well, that's her job, isn't it? Well, yeah. I just wanted an address that I could send some of you guys a mailing address if you have one.
There should be a P.O. box over at Infowars.com. I don't have it with me, sir, and we're about to go to break, but there should be a P.O. box on Infowars.com. I think it's a South Lamar address. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. Bob Chapman coming up. Remember, Alex Jones coming up later, and the biometric SeaWorld clip all after this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.